Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Grateful.
I am too. But I'm going to get something out of the way right away. I'm kind of hobbling around today. I decided my life was not interesting enough, so I broke my foot on Friday. So, just be kind. If I'm not moving as fast, that's the reason why. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes? Is it on? I'm not on mute. Is it? It's not working? Okay, well, I'll just... All right. Anyway, it's good to be here and to start worship together as we do celebrate together today. And I just want to say something about the gospel text today. We're still in the Gospel of John as we come towards the end of the Easter season. Next Sunday we'll be celebrating Pentecost. And in this text we'll be reading today, Jesus is praying for his disciples and praying for us, that we may be one. So let's prepare our hearts as one with our confession of forgiveness. Bless me, the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and I invite us to take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing, Gather Us In. Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite everyone, if you aren't already, to sing along with all the verses. As you can probably tell, my voice is kind of scratchy this morning for some reason. I don't know why. But I invite you to sing along the whole thing. Ready?
For the health of the church, for the unity of all. For this holy house where all the worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gideon is on world and on our way. Is on every day. Remember that. The passion responds to the hungry and the poor. Truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie, the Lord is on, on our world and on our way. The Lord is on every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family. For love, for work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our will and on our way. It's on every day. For peace and life, growth into our lives in the water and the word. Bless our souls with the body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Give me aid. On our world and our way. Give me aid. Praise on every day.
Let us pray. O God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading today is from Acts chapter 16. One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He had brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord. Our psalm this morning is number 97. Please read responsibly. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness surround the Lord, righteousness and justice are the foundations of God's throne.
Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side.
Lightnings light up the world, the earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens declare your righteousness, O Lord, and all the people see your glory.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judea rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
You who love the Lord hate evil. God guards the lives of the saints and rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
Light dawns for the righteous and joy for the honest of heart.
Rejoice in the Lord your righteousness and give thanks to his holy name.
Our second reading this morning is from Revelation chapter 22. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And everyone who hears say, "Come." And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Jesus prayed, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through your word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Christ. May be seated. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful this day. Grateful this day for the sunshine, for the warmth of your Spirit, and your call to us to be one. We give you thanks for that word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Back when I was younger, there's a song we used to sing. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Anybody know that song? They'll know we are Christians by our love. You may know it as we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. Sing that with me. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. I know I should add the words printed in the bulletin for you, but you did great. But I didn't think of it until this morning. That's the way my mind works sometimes. That's the way the Spirit works sometimes. But it made me think, start to thinking, what does one look like? Ever since Jesus prayed this, the prayer that we hear today in the Gospel, that's been a question for us as Christians and for our church and for all the churches of the world. Jesus was praying for his disciples, but as we also hear, praying for those who will believe through them, those who come after him. The primary purpose of this unity is to proclaim that the Gospel of Jesus Christ and God's kingdom, by demonstrating that of who he was, that he actually is the Son of God. Now, what does one look like? Well, the church has had different answers for that or different ways of approaching that over time. You know, a lot of times it's that they do everything the same, such as worship. Worship used to be the kind of the common type of thing, that it was one form, so no matter where you went, you have the same form. That's not so much anymore. That's okay, because times change. That's how we express things. And, you know, there are different churches throughout the year in different countries and that. And let's say our own country, for example, when moving from the language of our immigration to English, you help people realize that, hey, we got a lot in common. And focusing on that which we have in common, which can also be used for a detriment, too. If you have to agree on everything, that excludes others. I know you can't see this because I just thought of this morning, too. So the way my brain works, okay? This right here, imagine you're in a classroom of a new members class, okay? And on the board here is, it says, churches and Christian movements throughout history. And this right here at the very beginning, that's the first church. And then you'll notice that it kind of keeps on breaking up. And the caption,
by the one that is circled right here. The person who's teaching says, so this is where our movement came along and finally got the Bible right. And then one of the bright students says, Jesus is so lucky to have us. Unity, diversity. You know, Christian movements throughout the years express the unity by thinking those same things on various issues. But nowadays, the issues range from evolution to gun control to abortion, same-sex marriage. Attempts have been made to define the validity of a person's faith by his or her stance on these issues. And such attempts prove unsuccessful because people who say they have a relationship with Jesus proclaim the gospel and strive to live out the implications of being a disciple of Jesus and who affirm the authority of Scripture are found on all sides of these issues. I'd like you to think for a moment of a picture. Have you ever been to an orchestra concert, to a symphony? There are many different instruments that are laid different instruments all playing a different part. The symphony orchestra is a dynamic example of unity that is balanced by its diversity. Scores of instruments of every shape and size produce this magnificent sound. They come together and they make great music. Now there are two things that enable a symphony orchestra to produce music that soothes our sounds, causes us to experience the gamut of emotions. That is the conductor and the concert A. That's a note. That's a note. Orchestras are on tune to the same note, and they follow the lead of the conductor. It's the conductor's responsibility to bring it all together, to interpret so that those who are hearing may experience the sound and the message of the music. When asking that his followers of all ages be unified, Jesus cited that unity between himself and the Father. Through the mystery of the Trinity, which will be coming up in a few weeks, the Holy Trinity, it's the only time of the year that we actually celebrate a doctrine of a church. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are unified, but they are three persons in one. At the same time, there is diversity, for they each have their own part. God reveals God's self to us through the different ways they move. God the Father moves through our lives and our world as a creator. Jesus the Son saves and redeems us, and the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to believe and to change us into the image of God. Though we are a variety of people sitting out here right now, we're able to celebrate our diversity. We are people who are also united. We have one Lord, that's Jesus Christ. We have one faith. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We have one faith. We have one baptism. Each and every one of us is sinful and need to experience God's grace in our lives. We experience God's grace, our sins are forgiven, and we become members of the family of God. One of Martin Luther's counterparts, Philip Melanchthon, he was actually the one who wrote the apology to the Augsburg Confession. You all know that, don't you? Don't sweat it. But he said a very important line. He said, in essentials, unity, in differences, liberty, in all things, love. Now, as a congregation, we say in our mission statement that Christ is for all. Christ is for all. This phrase is the heart of the mission statement and is the way that we live because we understand that everyone is in need of God's grace and mercy. And no one is excluded. We challenge ourselves to first recognize those things that unite us before we notice those elements that make us different. Sing with me again. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Now just think what we can accomplish in life if we have the attitude that Jesus is standing by our side, right next to us, and we are following his direction and his advice, his guidance as we go through our journey. You might say, as we walk with Jesus, he rubs off on us. And on those around us, we rub off on those around us. And as we walk with Jesus as our guide, our life is fulfilled. He touches us, and then we touch those around us. In essentials, unity. In differences, liberty. In all things, love. As we walk together and live together. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
join in saying the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Bless diversity in worship and ministry across all nations and cultures. Unite us in Christ and keep us faithful in our calling to show your love to the world. Hear us, O God. This is great. Pour out over all the earth the water of life as a gift. Wash the wounds of creation and restore all living things to wholeness. Protect ocean habitats, river ecosystems, and wetlands. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Give a spirit of collaboration to leaders of the nations so that all people know safety, security, and dignity. Heal victims of torture and liberate those who are wrongfully imprisoned or detained. Hear us, O God. Come quickly to the aid of your people. Give wisdom and the gift of calm to military, prison, hospital, and hospice chaplains who stand as signs of your abiding presence. Refresh all those who thirst for love, hope, or healing. Hear us, O God. Let your word fill our hearts and our homes. Bless all who teach us the faith, pastors and deacons, Sunday school and confirmation teachers, public theologians, mentors, curriculum writers, and publishers. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Hold all the saints in the grace of your Lord Jesus. Sustain weary souls with the promise that the morning star is coming soon to lead us into light. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Receive our morning offering at this time.
Thank you.
us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from a time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Christ Jesus is the host of this meal, invites us to come. So it's been set for you, so come and eat. Need one more helper. No, two more helpers. So see the body of Christ given for you.
Invite you to stand as you're able. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending song today is one that we've done this before, haven't we? Maybe once? Maybe twice? Maybe with somebody else. Go make disciples. That's what we're called to do, is go make disciples. So just hold on a second here. There we go. Oh, nah. Heck with that. That's fine. We'll make do. Here we go. And I'll tell you, if I feel that you haven't got it when we go through it the first time, we'll repeat it a second time always. But be ready, because we're going to do it again. All right? Here we go. Disciples, baptizing them, teaching them, go. Make disciples, for I am with you to the end of time, go. Be the salt of the earth, go. Be the light of the world, go. Be the city out of here, for all can see that you're serving me, go. Make disciples, baptizing them, teaching them, go. Make disciples, for I am with you to the end of time, go. Be the salt of the earth, go. Be the light for the world, go.
to hear. So walk, see that you're serving me. Go, make disciples.
I think you got it. Did you get it? All right. You may be seated just for a few announcements here. First and foremost today at our announcements, we want to extend our sympathy to Bill and to Joe and to Beth on the loss of Sandy this past week. And we're just really grateful that she was able to be with you last Sunday here in church for that time. So Sandy's funeral will be tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And we also extend our sympathy to Ann Miller. Ann Miller passed away on the 29th, early in the morning on the 29th, and her service will be tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock here. And Lorraine, is Lorraine still here?
Yeah.
Lorraine, it's her birthday this last week, right? 96 years old? What? Yes. Well, I think we should sing happy birthday. I've got some time left, so let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lorraine. Happy birthday to you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Our last community meal will be this coming Wednesday night. That also is the last day of the spot. This coming Wednesday night. You'll see the blood drive. We need volunteers for the blood drive. Also, volunteers for Wakanda. If there's anybody interested in volunteering to help with the festival on, or the, what do you call it? The carnival, excuse me. On Thursday of this week, we'll talk to Josie. Okay? And let me see. I think that the rest of the things are very self-explanatory. So, anyway, you know what time it is, right?
Yeah.
Celebrate Jesus.